Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I finally got the logo, like, underneath of me in the shot. I love this guy. He and I had... We had two cappuccinos yesterday.
We did, right? Started out as one, and we just kept going.
Well, you know, Cincinnati's in, and I saw Jeff Hobson.
Yeah.
I saw Paul Daner. I've seen some Cincinnati people.
That's right.
I saw Collinsworth on TV.
You saw Anthony Munoz running around here.
I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, you will see him. You can't miss him, right?
He's a big man. He's a Hall of Famer. Usually has a jacket on. For your town, this is... This is as good as it gets. You must be busy this week promoting things and doing things.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
See, up here doing serious, the whole deal, right?
You know me. I've always stayed busy. But, yeah, it's been even more busy because the Bengals are, you know, they're the talk of the town. The city is all abuzz. Last I checked when I left, we were under ice.
But when did you leave?
I left a week ago Friday.
We're like little – when the Ravens have won, there are little tents that pop up selling like stuff.
Oh, yeah. Trinkets,
everywhere.
T-shirts, you name it. It's
Who Dey
Land. It's Who Dey all over the place. They're having fun. It's good for the local economy. I mean, it's something you guys have – remember when before the Ravens came to town? What it was like?
Oh, come on, man. Of course, it was a lot of pain. You
That's
played
right.
the league back
then. And now they're there, and you guys have just had a nice
Did you play a game at Memorial Stadium? What year did you play the league?
No, I didn't. You guys were...
We were out of the league.
You weren't a thing.
Listen to this. Cincinnati guys coming on talking trash to me.
I know. I'm just saying.
Come on, man.
You brought it up. We're not talking trash.
We were friends when this segment began. Did I not give him a nice introduction? I heard it.
You were a thing, and then the Colts left to go to Indy. Then you weren't a thing, and now the Ravens came back. And since then, you've been the thing.
You know, I was about to talk nice, and I saw Hobson. And I swear, I went to the bathroom 10 minutes ago, and I've known Hobby. I've known Hobby 25 years, back when he was on the legitimate side of journalism.
Not state TV.
Not state run, right. Not Brown TV. But I would say this. If he gets a ring, I'll cry for him. You know what I mean?
If those people,
Marvin's people that worked in the building that are still there, I don't.
And we give Marvin a lot of credit for this.
I hope so.
It was the Titanic when he arrived, right? And listen, he raised the Titanic. Marvin Lewis did that. The Cincinnati Bengals organization, they were at the bottom perennially. And Marvin came.
I'm so glad you came on and give Marvin love.
He took him to the playoffs 7 times, man. Now, listen, when he left, there were players here. The cupboard wasn't bare, and Zach Taylor will tell you that. Tyler Boyd was already here.
Mixon.
And Mixon was already here. Sam Hubbard was already here. Obvious, Geno Atkins, Carlos Dunlap was here, and those guys moved on, and A.J. Green, they just moved on last year. So they've been part of it the last couple of years to help tutor some of these young players, and they'll tell you that.
I had Marvin on like a month ago, and at that point, we were not actively discussing the Bengals going to the Super Bowl.
We were discussing
like, hey, that Joe Burrow is pretty good.
They're okay. They're all right.
He's good. Yeah. A month later, he's a fathead up on the wall.
That's right.
You know, I would think for him, and I just – my relationship with him, I don't know the emotions of that, but I think the emotions are probably really good.
He was there
a long time. Yeah. They'll probably give him a ring, I would think.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, Brown family. But
I feel you.
I think it's nice. It's fresh blood. All right, so we're learning new things. Every year you come by and you try to teach me something that I don't know.
That's
right. Not just about football.
Yeah.
So I want you to get the pronunciation. Waqas Al-Siddiq is the CEO of is it Biotricity?
Biotricity.
I pronounced it right.
Biotricity.
Not Biotricity.
No.
Biotricity. You said it.
To introduce BioHeart, the most accurate heart monitor available without a prescription.
Isn't that wonderful?
Heart monitor. I need one?
Maybe. I mean, hopefully not.
Think about it this way. Say someone has an irregular heartbeat,
okay.
Or say they've had an event, right? And the doctor, you go in to see the doctor, you're telling him, I felt this way, I felt that way. How are you going to monitor that? If it doesn't happen while you're visiting the doctor, how is he going to give you a diagnosis? But, of course, Wakas is the architect and inventor of the Biotricity Heart Monitor.
He looks like
monitor.
He invents stuff. He does, right? Than me. He
but
does.
Look at this here, okay? That's like an EKG. I'm wearing the heart monitor right now. Look at that. Look
65 at that. Heartbeat. You're like Yvonne Lendl. You got like you're like an athlete's heart.
That's right, baby.
You still working out?
Of course I do.
I'm just checking out.
I'm glad you know that. But no, you can track it on this app. And then look, I can even record a period of time. And then I can store that data. I can share it with my physician. So I don't necessarily have to be at the doctor's office and still monitor my heart health or what I'm doing from a cardiovascular standpoint. And I just think it's great technology. And so we wanted to stop by to share it with you. People can go to www.biotricity.com. It's a consumer product, and we're sitting here with the guy who made it, so maybe we should ask him about it.
Well, we can't even get pass interference right in this league, and we can monitor your heart.
That's exactly. Isn't that something?
Well,
that's right.
So my wife's diabetic. My wife's had two bone marrow transplants. She had leukemia. So all medicine and modern, I marvel at any of this. She now monitors her blood sugar on her watch, right? We're in a different world, man. You didn't have this. It was North Dallas 40 back when you were playing
ball. That's right.
Like,
you get in there. You don't care.
There was a cupboard and this. This is a whole different level of science, right?
No, it's completely a game changer. And, you know, we look at some of the things that, you know, Fitbit has done and the Apple Watch has done, and you can manually collect 30 seconds of your data. But as Solomon was saying, if it's an intermittent issue, most, you know, one in every three deaths is related to cardiac issues, and most of it is asymptomatic. You have no idea what's going on. And, you know, like Solomon mentioned, you go to your doctor and you're like, oh, I felt bad on Tuesday. If it didn't happen at that moment and you didn't record it, what do you do? And so Biotricity, we're actually a medical device company, and we have a diagnostic product that's used by 1,500 cardiologists to diagnose patients. We save lives every day. And so we said, well, what happens to this patient after diagnosis? Mm. And so we took all that technology and made a consumer product. And so now, if you're wearing it, it's recording continuously. So now you're not recording 30 seconds manually opening up your watch. It's constantly...
It's like a Ring doorbell, right, for your heart.
Exactly.
Just monitors it.
That's right.
Continuously.
Yeah.
And that's a game changer. That completely changes the market. So diabetics have had, you know, you mentioned your wife is diabetic. They have been front of the game in terms of technology.
Oh, my God. From pricking fingers to, like, just needles and pumps and just monitoring.
Exactly. And so they've always had a tool, but cardiac patients have had nothing. It's very, very hard to collect long amounts of data because it's just it's very intense, and building a product that can collect that data is very complicated. So we did that, and we're super excited about it. And it's great also for, like, sports fans, even athletes. You hear these athletes
I famously, Yvonne Lendl had, like, this 35 beats a minute.
Wow,
just this crazy heart, right? Certain athletes.
Heart didn't have to work hard to supply blood to the body.
Bjorn Borg. I said Yvonne Lendl. I got the wrong It was Bjorn Borg.
Bjorn Borg. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
And I just remember, I've been a journalist for 30 years. So you talk to people and you talk to doctors.
Yeah.
And it just modern medicine's come so far, just on the field and off the field. But for your company, how old is this technology or product?
So this product we just announced in November. It is brand new. And so we were really just bringing out here, and we realized that, you know, especially in the sports community.
I calm him down. His heartbeat's calmer now.
He definitely has an athlete's heart.
He was in the 60s. Now he's down in the 50s, man. He's like, I'm chilling with Nelson. He's cool.
No, it's an amazing opportunity to, you know, come out here and talk about it. It's very new. In November, we released it. It's available on Amazon, available at bioheart.com. But I think the main thing that we really wanted to focus on, it was this gap, like we were saying. Diabetics have had a tool. How do you not, with the technology that we have today, how have we not built something for cardiac, for the number one killer?
Well, Sally, you said something, and maybe to use the word trauma. You said after an event. I think
after
you said
an event.
An event. Event would be a stroke, heart attack, you know, whatever that would be.
Correct.
That, quite frankly, let's be honest, if that's me, it scares the hell out of me and my wife.
Yeah.
If it's my wife, it scares the hell out of me and my wife. This is a way... when her sugar gets low, it scares the hell out of me, right?
Yeah.
Like, get me some orange juice, you know. My phone is in the other room, and it stops coordinating, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's where we are now. So, you know, you rely on this, and it's peace of mind, but it's also, you go to your doctor next month, they can see everything. And right. my wife has the same thing with her A1C
right.
and her sugar from yes. testing, right?
Yes.
So she has a whole
yeah.
a spreadsheet, you know?
Wow.
I mean, data, right, of what her sugar is to make sure it's not like this or this. Same with this, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. So this one, you know, I've been wearing it for a couple months. When you look at mine, I can kind of show you.
Well, we could show him. I could stir him up and tell him the Rams are going to win. Tell him about my relationship with Eric Weddle. Tell him how we're in LA. And we'll do all that. And then his heart rate will go up because I'll anger him. I'll get him all fired up, right? I'll flare you
absolutely,
up.
Absolutely.
Get that football thing going with him. Like, I don't even want to tackle him.
Yeah. So you can, yeah. So when you see all of that and you can see those events, exactly like you're saying, if you see if you're getting rattled up in certain mm-hmm. scenarios, are you getting rattled
well, if
at nighttime?
In the bathroom right now, that thing will go up to 80, right?
No, we're steady. Steady, baby. It's steady.
He's got an athlete's heart.
Solomon Wilcots, man. I mean, it's always here. I want to get your pronunciation right. It's Dr. Waqas Al Sadiq, CEO of Biotricity. See,
yeah.
I keep wanting to say Biotricity.
Biotricity.
How old is Biotricity?
You go to Biotricity.com, right?
What made you dream this up?
So a long time ago, I did a bunch of stuff in U.S. defense and monitoring environments. And
you are a doctor.
No, I'm a PhD doctor and not a medical doctor.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm an engineer, actually.
Okay.
And so I did some stuff on remote monitoring, and then I really got excited about thinking that the future is about monitoring ourselves and monitoring devices. And kind of went away from that and really saw nobody really doing that. And we saw Fitbits come out, and I saw Jawbone and all these companies really focusing on lifestyle, but not really clinical, medically relevant, really dealing with patients. So started Biotricity to kind of fit that gap.
You got a football team?
Well, hey, I'm with Solomon, so I'm.
Solomon's neutral.
He can't be neutral. He can't be neutral. How can he be neutral? He's from
exactly
Cincinnati,
right.
And he played
there
last time with the Bengals. How can he be neutral?
Ding.
What is this?
Smart guy.
So
see, I hang out with smart people. Yes.
Solly, I pulled in here Sunday. And this is my 28th Super Bowl, right? So I've never done one in L.A. I didn't do that Rose Bowl when back in the day. I missed a couple. And I come in here, and I'm up and down the hallways here, and I see Rams fans, all ages, denominations, wearing Rams gear. Took me 30 minutes to find one Chargers jersey, right?
That's right.
And I'm thinking,
right.
If the Rams win, and I made a joke this week, they won't be greasing the poles up in Beverly Hills like they did in Philly.
No.
And we won't have, you know, a half a million people trying to climb the stadium to get in like we did in Baltimore,
no.
right?
No.
And Mike Tomlin tells me the Pittsburgh stories and what it, you know, means generationally. Mm-hmm. My wife's from the New Hampshire, so when the Red Sox won, everybody cried.
Yeah.
When the Patriots, yeah, they've won seven times, it's not like... But for Cincinnati to win this football game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been coming there for 25 years, and I joked about it the night they won. I was at the Chaucer having some delicious grilled wings. And I said, I didn't even know they were allowed to be in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
They're still a part of it. They've been relegated. This is really something for your community, right?
Yeah.
You talked about Marvin, but what's in your heart? This, you might cry if they win. You might.
I won't cry, but I will feel good. For us, it's closure, right? It was just 31 years ago that I was wearing a Cincinnati Bengal uniform playing with guys like Boomer Esiason, Chris Collinsworth, Anthony Munoz, Icky Woods.
I remember
okay,
Tim Crumry about that game.
Tim Crumry. Yeah, I mean, it was. And so this would be closure, like, we were that close. I mean, the Niners didn't just mop the field with us. And there are a list of all these who's who of Hall of Famers on that roster, right? The Joe Montanas, the Jerry Rice. And remember, the Bengals lost to the Niners twice in the 80s in the Super Bowl. And it was a razor's edge that decided the outcome of those games. And so this game would, for many of the fans, not just the former players, many of the people who still live there in Cincinnati, call Cincinnati home, and are Bengals fans, it would be closure, and it would be a roar of elation like you've never heard before.
He's going to cry. He's going to cry.
I almost made you tear up right there with that soliloquy.
You know, hey, man, I was at twice in Tampa. I didn't cry in the beginning until my mother called me.
Yeah, see?
My mother was crying.
The dam will break,
You got things in there you don't know you got.
Yeah, we'll be monitoring him so we can check, right?
That's true.
We got to drop the mic. That's why he's the doctor.
That's right. That was great.
You do radio, and I'll figure out heart monitoring.
Okay.
We'll die. right. You've engineered quite a jacket, and you make me want to go get pinstripes now with that.
Thank you.
Sharp dog.
He's cool.
Solomon Wilcots, do you have anything you want to say about the Ravens? Because you and I have talked a little bit off the record here and again, and it's been a crazy week, right? Like, they had press conferences, they have a president change, we have all of this Flores stuff. The last 2 weeks in this league, it's been a lot going on. A
lot of stuff. And here's what we do know. If you're the defense coordinator and you coach for the Ravens, don't blitz Joe Burrow. Don't. I'm sorry. You wanted me to say something that make you feel good. Okay, here's the deal. The Ravens...
They want us to hate him so bad. I've done 2 weeks of how are we going to learn to hate this kid?
You can't hate Joe Burrow. You just can't.
And now, what a moment for him 2 years ago.
He
was in the championship game.
How big is the cigar going to be if they win?
It's going to be big. Yeah. and not only this, he will stand alone as the only quarterback in NFL history to have won a Heisman Trophy, a national championship, and a Super Bowl. And if he wins this game, if his team wins this game, he will have done that in 2 years' time. Well, 3 years' time. 2019 and now 2021.
And he's
he will
five
have done
years
that.
From being benched.
Absolutely.
Like, literally. Oh, we don't need you.
Turned it around. He is the real deal, you know. Now, you spend some time with him, you come away.
I see it on TV.
You come away saying, oh, yeah.
Well, that's what worries us, and that's why I don't like you talking ish in my direction.
I know.
I liked it way better when we were the dog.
I know. You guys are the bully on the block, slapping the Bengals around.
Reed,
oh, my God. You guys teed off on our quarterback. I remember just last year, it was Patrick Queen, and they were teeing off on Joe Burrow. You know that. Early last year, you guys were having your way with this Bengals team.
I didn't think I was going to cry, but I was at the top of the Superdome. My wife and son were there, and the confetti. That confetti gets in your eye, Solly.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. You know about that, right? Well, you know I've always quietly, every time I come to Baltimore, you know, they always treat me great.
Well, I'll take you for a crab cake. I'm doing a crab cake tour now. I don't want your chili.
I love it.
Do you really eat the chili? Be honest with me.
No, I eat the crab cake,
though. All right, well, I'm saying.
I'm a crab. You guys always brought crab cakes to us at halftime up in the broadcast booth. Look, Ozzie Newsome, Coach Harbaugh, even when Coach Billick was there, they always treated me so wonderful. I mean, every time I came in the building. Steve Bisciotti, I've been on the yacht. That's pretty good treatment. Mike Brown's never taken
me. I ain't been on no yacht.
Hey, Mike Brown's never taken me on his yacht. So I have a special place in my heart for the Baltimore Ravens because of the people in that organization and the way that they've treated me over the years. Chad Steele and his group.
You would have been a Raven.
I would have definitely been a Raven. There's no doubt.
If you came and signed a free agent contract right now, like, let's say, Eric Weddle.
Isn't it crazy? I mean, that's crazy.
And there's no better dude in the game than him.
He deserves it, right? He kind of deserves it.
I'm going to cry seeing him cry.
Yeah, well, he will be crying because Bengals winning the game.
Oh,
he said it.
Hometown discount. How's your heart doing?
Heart's feeling good.
67? I'll get him over 70. So tell me what you're doing and where to find you out in the world. Because I saw you up here at Sirius. And you're doing a lot of different
things. Well, I'm hosting the opening drive on Sirius XM NFL Radio Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can find us on the Believe in Bingo podcast, wherever you find your podcast, because that's right. It's all Joe Burrow all the time.
Just Google Who Day.
Who Day. And you can go to @Solomon's Wisdom on Twitter. That's right. Get your NFL news, notes, and nuggets.
You know, Marvin sent me a shirt, and I think I packed it, but I'm not sure that I packed it.
Yeah.
But he sent me a... And I thought I brought it, but it might be back in the room in my other bag. He sent me this beautiful turtleneck back, and it's bad karma. It really is. It was the game where bad things happened against the Steelers.
I wanted
to support Marvin. The Ravens were no good, and you guys were in that. You could have won the Super Bowl that year. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Dalton year, right?
Yeah.
And he sent it to
2015.
Me. 2015. And I wore it that one night to support. Because it's an orange bee. It almost looks like Baltimore.
Yeah.
Like the Orioles.
That's
right.
A little bit.
So I wore it, and things didn't go well, and the game didn't end so well, and, you know. Yeah, so I have it. I still own it. I own bank. I don't own anything Steelers. Trust me.
Yeah.
Toilet paper,
that won't,
maybe.
That won't fly.
I did have some toilet paper.
That won't
fly. But I, other than that, I mean, so I actually own this Bengals thing, and I'm wondering whether, like, it's a whammy to wear it or not. And I look, I can't hate in this game. Like, Eric Weddle wins, I'm going to be happy.
That's right.
And honestly, I really, Hobson, more than any, if Hobson gets a ring, that would make me cry.
You got to understand, I was born and raised right here in Los Angeles. 90221, Compton, California is where I grew up. And went to high school in Riverside, California. So I grew up a Rams fan in the 70s with Shaq Harris was the quarterback.
Nice. Before I played Pat Hayden. Football with Vince Ferragamo last night.
Vince Ferragamo was a quarterback. I grew up rooting for those teams. So, yeah, I'm going to find a way to enjoy this one way or another. I'm pulling for the Bengals, but if the Rams were to win, listen, this is my hometown team. It's the team of my youth. And I'm playing with house money right now.
So you win either way.
There you go. That's exactly right.
Last week when I came out here, I thought, who am I going to see celebrities other than Solly? And, you know, some
other than Wakas.
I've had Solly and Sally on the show this week. And I just got distracted because we got players walking.
Domata Peko.
He's a Bengal Raven.
What's up, baby?
A Bengal Raven.
That's
hey.
Right.
What's up, hey, we coming to your restaurant, you. Man? I hear you got a place in
good
L.A.
Good to see you, baby. Hootay.
Oh, Jesus. I've lost control.
Great seeing you, man. Great seeing you.
I completely got distracted. That's like, you walked by.
Domata Peko in the house.
I'm not even wearing my glasses.
That's
for a
right,
second.
Baby.
There he is, man. All right.
He's the man. Great man.
I lost my train of thought. I was talking something about the Bengals or something about the, I don't know. Solomon's here, and good luck.
Thank you.
Win or lose.
We appreciate you.
I know what I was going to say. So last week, the fun part of coming out here, I've had Jack Youngblood on the show.
Yeah.
I've had Merlin Olsen on the show.
There you go.
I had Deacon Jones give me a head slap on video, right here on Radio Row. And Fred Dreyer was on the set a couple years ago, and I didn't get him, and he was like over there. If I could get Fred Dreyer on the show this week, Hunter.
Wow. That's right.
Right? I mean, you're an old Rams fan. I mean, come on, Fred Dreyer.
Love all those guys. Fred Dreyer, Hacksaw Reynolds, Jack
Showtime
Youngblood.
Showtime Lakers. You had Lasorda Dodgers.
Jack Youngblood. Some great players. Lawrence McCutcheon. Ooh. Wendell Tyler, right?
Right.
Jackie Slater.
Yeah, there you go. All right. He was on the cover of the Super Bowl thing. Solomon Wilcott's here for
Biotricity.
Yeah, thank you. See, I may get that right. Dr. Waqas Al-Sadiq is the CEO, and we're doing things at bioheart.com. You can just say it. Just say goodbye. Go to BioHeart.
That's where you want to go.
BioHeart.com. Thank you.
That's right.
Be well.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Love the Blazer. I am Nestor. We are WNSD AM 1570 Towson Baltimore. Back for more. And I'm going to chase down Domo Top Packer.